ओम शांति। Today, Bap Dada is looking at his lucky and lovely children in all four directions. Each child is absorbed in love. This godly love is alaukik, divine love. It is this love which has made the children belong to the father. Love has made you get victory easily. From Amrit Vela onwards today, the children of all four directions put on the garland of love around the father's neck. because every child knows. Each child knows. That this godly love makes us so different what we were and what it makes us. The experience of this love makes one the master of many godly treasures. And the golden key to all the godly treasures. That the Father has given to all the children. You know it, don't you? What that golden key is? That golden key is my Baba. The moment you say my Baba, at very moment you get the rights to all the treasures. You get accomplished with all, with the rights to all attainments. You become powerful with all powers.
Master, Sarva Shakti Van.
You become Master, Almighty Authority Souls. From the hearts of such accomplished souls, what song comes, what song is played or sung from the hearts of such fully accomplished souls? Nothing is lacking. In the treasure store of we Brahmins, you call today the day of remembrance.
Thank you.
today, Adi Dev Brahma Baba is remembered very much by the children, by all the children. Brahma Baba is happy on seeing all of you children. Why? Because every Brahmin child is a fortunate child, one out of multi-millions. You know about your fortune, don't you? Bap Dada is happy on seeing the star of fortune shining in the forehead of each child. On this special day of the day of remembrance, Bap Dada, gave away the crown of responsibility of world service to the children. Therefore, this day of remembrance,
Raj Tilaka Divas,
is the day of your crowning ceremony. And the day of getting the tilak of sovereignty. It is the day when the father willed all his powers to the children in a corporeal way, in the corporeal form. It is the day to bring in practical form the seeing son shows father. Bap Dada is happy to see how the children have become instrumental and are serving in an altruistic, selfless way. Bap Dada is happy to see every step the children who are karanhar, that is, who are doing, and the father is karavanhar, the one who is getting it done. So Bap Dada is happy to see such children. The foundation of success of service is to have the awareness that Karavanhar, father, the father who gets it done, is getting it done through me, who is the Karanhar, the one who is doing it, but the father is getting it done through me. I, the soul, am an instrument. Because when there is the feeling of being an instrument, the stage of humility comes automatically. Consciousness of I-ness which brings one into body consciousness. That finishes automatically with the consciousness or with the stage of humility. In this Brahmin life, the biggest obstacle which comes in the way is body consciousness, is I-ness. Is body consciousness in the form of I-ness. The karavanhar is getting it done through me. I am an instrument. I am only an instrument which is doing it. This consciousness makes you free of body consciousness easily. And you experience the joy of Jivan Mukti, the bliss of Jivan Mukti. You are surely going to get Jivan Mukti in the future, that is certain. But even now at Sangam Yuga, even at Sangam Yuga, the spiritual bliss of Jivan Mukti is even more blissful.
Jaise Brahma
just as you saw in Brahma Baba. Even if he was performing actions, still he was free of the bondage of actions. Even though he was in physical form, in living form, yet he was like a lotus, detached and lovely. Even though he had such a big responsibility of the large family, the lives of so many, the responsibility of making their lives, the responsibility of changing them into angels and then into deities, in spite of all that responsibility, he was like a carefree emperor. This is called the stage of Jivan Mukti, liberation in life. This is why even on the path of devotion, the seat of Brahma is always shown as a lotus flower. It's called lotus seat. They show Brahma sitting on a lotus. They show him seated on a lotus, on a seat of a lotus. This is why all of you children also have to experience that Sangam Yuga, the experience of Jivan Mukti. You receive the inheritance of Mukti and Jivan Mukti from Bap Dada at this time. This time only you are and you have to become the master, the bestowers of Mukti and Jivan Mukti. That is, you have to make others too the masters of Mukti and Jivan Mukti. The method to become the bestowers of Mukti and Jivan Mukti.
Seeker me.
Is.
Deepan Mukta Pancha.
To be free of body consciousness in a second. This is the method. There is need of this type of practice now. There should be such controlling power over the mind. Just as
power.
these physical sense organs, like physical organs like your hands and feet, you can use them whenever you want, in whichever way you want, can't you? Does it take time? For example, if you want to lift your hand, does it take time? You can do it, can't you? Supposing Bap Dada tells you now, raise your hand, will you do it? Can you do it? And they are raising their hand. Baba saying, Baba didn't mean that you raise your hand now, but if Baba would tell you, you could do it, couldn't you? Similarly, you should have so much control over your mind. That you should be able to stabilize it wherever you wish it to be stabilized. Though the mind is more subtle than the hands and legs, but still it belongs to you, does it not? You say my mind, don't you? You don't say your mind. Just as your physical organs are under your control, similarly, even the subtle organs, mind, intellect and sanskars should be under your control. Only then it will be said that you are number one victorious. Those of science, with the help of their rocket or any other means, reach the end of the universe, they reach another planet or any a part of this universe, but you souls can reach all the three worlds.
Sukhya Lok.
In a second, you can reach the subtle regions, you can reach the soul world. And in the physical world, you can also reach Madhuban. If you order your mind, you have to reach Madhuban. In a second, you can reach here, can't you, with your mind? Maybe not to your body, but to your mind you can, can't you? Similarly, order your mind. You have to go to the subtle regions. You have to go to the incorporeal world. So, in all the three worlds, you can reach with your mind. You can take your mind there. Do you have this practice? Now, you need this type of practice more and more. Bap Dada has observed that you do practice. However, whenever you wish to, and for however much time you wish to, you should be stabilized in that. You should be stable in it, constant in it. Not come into any upheaval or fluctuation. You need to pay more attention to it. For this, you need to pay more attention to it. There is a saying, the one who conquers the mind, conquers the world. This saying will be experienced then. At present, sometimes your mind does deceive you. Therefore, on this day, the day of powers. On this day, the day of power, this
attention
Bap Dada is drawing your attention in particular to this power. Oh, myself, sovereign children. Check this special practice whilst moving on, whilst walking, and doing other activities, because according to the time, according to the time, you will see more gains of suddenly, more and more gains of things happening suddenly will occur. Therefore, for that, there is need of the power of concentration. For this, because with the power of concentration, the power of determination will also come easily. Determination brings success automatically. Therefore, particularly on this day of the day of remembrance and the day of power, pay more attention to this type of awareness. in particular, this is why even on the path of devotion, people say, if you lose in your mind, you lose everything. But if you win in your mind, you win everything. So, therefore, when you say my mind, then become the master of your mind. And with the reins of the powers, become victorious. Therefore, in the new year, pay special attention to this homework. You already are yogis, but now become prayogis. Baba's rhyming words, prayogi means to experiment upon new experiences, new stages. So become prayogi. Prayog means experiment. So to experiment on new experiences in yoga. today three types of thoughts of the children or conversations of the children reached Bapdada. One was conversing with Baba with love, complaining to Baba with love, and the promises to become like the father, the love of the heart, everything reached Bap Dada. Your letters reached too, and your heart-to-heart chit-chat reached too. Your messages reached too. Bap Dada accepted the love of the children. And in return, gave love and remembrance from the heart. He also gave blessings from the heart. Each one's name cannot be taken because there are so many. But still, every corner, every village, every city, every town, every place, even of the mothers in bondage and those who were crying out to Baba, the love and remembrance of all of them reached Bap Dada. In answer to all that, Bap Dada says, in return of your love, in return of Bap Dada's love for you, you have to give a turn to yourself. In return of Bap Dada's love, you have to turn yourself, bring a transformation in you. Now, on the world stage, reveal your perfect form. Through your completion or perfection, the sorrows and peacelessness of this world will end. Now, do not let your brothers and sisters see more sorrow and peacelessness. Now make them become free, liberated from peacelessness and sorrow. This time people are in complete darkness, questioning themselves what to do, how to do. They are so confused. They are wandering around in darkness, and therefore you show them the path of light. Are you getting that enthusiasm? Are you having mercy? Are you feeling that mercy? Now see the in the unlimitedness. Take your drishti into the unlimitedness. Okay. You will remember your homework, won't you? Don't forget it. You will get a prize. You will be given a prize. Those who are able to, with their controlling power, for a whole month be able to control their mind, that is, wherever they want their mind to go, however much they want to it to go, they should be able to concentrate. Then Baba will give a prize if you are able to accomplish this chant. Who will take the prize? And everyone is raising their hand. Pandavas, they are raising, and Baba is telling them, congratulations, congratulations. What about the Shaktis? They too are raising their hand. Yes, Shaktis too. You will go number one, won't you? You are A1. Shaktis are always ahead. If Shaktis won't be even, then the Pandavas will become even. Now you need to increase your speed, not go comfortably. You need to increase the speed, because only if the speed of efforts is increased, will the sorrows and pains, then distress of souls finish. Put the canopy of mercy on the souls. Canopy of mercy on the souls. Okay. What is to be done now? And Muni Ben is reminding that this time the turn of seva services of eastern zone, Bihar, Bengal, Assam, Orissa, Nepal, all eastern zone, east of India. All those whose turn of services this time, stand up. Please stand. So it's a big group. I think nearly half the gathering is standing up. There's so many of them. So many states of India are covered in this. It's a big group, Baba is saying. 5,000. Muni Ben is telling Baba there are 5,000. Actually, it covers nearly 11 states. There are 7 states in the northeast of India, and then along with that, Orissa, Bihar, Bengal, Nepal. So Baba is saying 5,000 took this golden chance of service. You are clever. You did great cleverness. 15 days you will do service here and you will get 21 birds fruit of this charity. So you are clever, aren't you? It's good. Kolkata is the land of Bapdadas. Bapdadas. Glorification, is it not? Those of Calcutta, Kolkata, raise your hand, and there are many from Kolkata too. So those of Calcutta have a very special responsibility. Should Baba tell you? Yes, should Baba tell you? And they are saying yes. It is, Calcutta is the land of the Father's revelation. Therefore, so if Calcutta is the land of God's revelation, will it be Calcutta? Because Calcutta was the place where Baba started it all. He surrendered himself to God there by finishing off his karmic bondages of Laukik business. No? So Baba is referring to that. So what will you do? They say that we did a bigger program, and Baba is saying, oh, that's okay, but do some wonders. Because where the beginning took place, there the end should also take place. Everyone should bow down to the land of Calcutta and praise you. Oh, those residents of Calcutta, you are wonderful. Do such a something wonderful, something great. Do something new. You held mega program, that's fine. So many have been held. Do a new program, new type of program. It is good Bhakta is happy to see how the children have this good method of accumulating in their account of charity. This too is a golden chance to do service, to serve you. That's why Baba was telling them. It's a golden chance you have taken of accumulating in your account of charity. Okay, you may sit down. And Mani Ben is saying there is Tamil Nadu as well as Nepal included in this. See, when Shiv Baba entered in the body of Brahma Baba, at that time Brahma Baba already had connection with Nepal. Because, you know, Baba, his customers were the kings of Nepal, so Baba is saying he had connection with Nepal, and therefore Nepal too will have to do wonders. Those of Nepal only, stand, please stand. There are many from just Nepal. All these are from Nepal. Those of Nepal have to serve the royal family of Nepal. Serve the royal family. Anybody here who belongs to the royal family of Nepal? Has anyone come here, reached here any time? Is anybody from the royal family of Nepal? And Raj Ben, in charge of Nepal, she says, not yet. But we have served them, she's saying. And therefore Baba is saying, now bring them closer. Your connection with them is good. Because Raj Ben continues to meet them from time to time. And Baba is saying, connection is good, but now bring them into relationship. It is good. Nepal is doing good service. You know, there are so many centers in Nepal. Therefore, congratulations to those of Nepal. And now you will increase the service more and more. You will have to serve the royal family and bring them to Madhuban. You may sit down. There is Tamil Nadu too. Okay, those of Tamil Nadu, stand. Please stand. So many from Tamil Nadu too. Tamil Nadu in Kerala. There are so many at the back too, so many at the back. Those at the back, wave to Baba. You have the Tamil Nadu has the duty of security, is it? Hall. Tamil Nadu has the duty of the hall. So they are having this white, red sashes. So Baba is looking at the red sashes and now asking Tamil Nadu, what will you do now? You have expanded a great deal. You have done very good service and brought about a lot of expansion. Baba remembers the child. Baba is remembering Rosie Ben who left her body last year. She laid a very good foundation. Now all of you have to become instrumental and you are becoming instrumental in increasing, expanding the service, aren't you? You are? What you cannot do, just imagine you can do everything. You can do whatever you wish to do. Just have a pure thought and you can do everything. You keep the courage and you will receive the Father's help. You are courageous. You have good courage and you are receiving the Father's help too. And you keep more courage and you will get more help. Otherwise you are good. You have taken good care of everything after Rosie. Child and you will come together more and more. There will be more unity and give the return to Rosie. Child, you are doing very well. You're doing very good efforts. Is everyone happy there? All those who are always happy, raise your hand. All those who are ever happy, not just happy, but always happy. Raise your hand and they are raising and waving to Baba. Okay. Be happy and share happiness. Okay, you may sit down. Muni Ben is saying this time it's education wing. Brothers and sisters of education wing, they had their meeting. Ram Shlok, Brother Ram Shlok is saying something.
Baba, ye kehta hai, Bengal, Bihar aur Odisha bhi saath mein hai, Eastern, Assam.
There is Assam, Orissa, also Bangladesh. Assam is looking after Bangladesh too. It's a big zone. There are so many. And those of Orissa too are doing very good service. Those of Bihar too are doing very good service. This zone has to go and become number one. They are clapping. There must be so many hands. There are centers, there are 7, 8 states, much more, because the east has 7 states, you know, the eastern part. They are called seven sisters. So Baba Singh, there are so many states. Therefore, there were so many hands, and Baba Dada is very happy to see his right hands. As big the zone is, that much wonders you have to do. So you just spread the voice in 6-7 places and it will spread automatically everywhere. Spread the voice, the sound in Bengal, in Bihar, in Orissa, in Nepal too. So let the sound come from all corners and that sound will become so large. Do some wonder. This is the largest zone. So many states included. See, Maharashtra, Gujarat. These two states are quite big. Maharashtra is big, Gujarat is big, so do some wonders.
Baba, education wing wale
aaye. Education wing has come. Education wing, about over 100 are here. And they have prepared a lovely banner. Education wing has prepared something lovely. So many from the education wing, they are waving with Shri Baba's flags to Baba. And they are, there are about 200 of them. 200 education wing members. Has those of the education wing made any new plans? Have you done anything new? Brother Mrityunjay is saying something. This education is special, is it not? In education. In education, if the whole class in any place is transformed, if the whole, you are able to transform the whole class anywhere, it will be such a great achievement even for the government. Just like those of the rural wing, they are adopting a village, aren't they? Similarly, if you could adopt a university, or in any university, or a college, or a school, or a class, change the whole class there, all the students there, majority of them, okay, some may not, but majority of them, if you are able to change, and transformed in a practical way, that you should do this, then the government will hear, the sound will reach the government.
Vice Chancellor Sahib,
Brother Hari Shukla is saying the Vice Chancellor of South Gujarat University is here with his wife. Congratulations to you. Values and spirituality and education, values and spirituality is going on. And they want to do a project of going around India and value-based society. They want to do something. So in congratulations to you in advance. They have named it Vision and Mission. of education, a value-based society. See, this one became instrumental for so many souls because in South Gujarat University, this value education program is going on. So Baba is telling him, you became instrumental. See how many blessings you will receive. Those students who will be transformed, their blessings you will receive. You will become their shareholder. And he's a contact soul and he's folding his hands to Baba. Not those shares, they go up and down, but you become God's shareholder. You have become good instrument because he has introduced value education in his university and he's here to meet Baba. Now do this one to the whole class. Majority of them get transformed. Do this wonder. And Dr. Harish Shukla is saying that we are getting offers from many universities in India and now we need to give more training to us, to our teachers who could go and offer the syllabus there. We are also holding an exhibition or preparing for making the exhibition.
चल रहा है उसमें भाग लेने वाले ज्यादा यंग टीचर्स हैं
सो
तो इस विचार को आगे बढ़ाने में वो ज्यादा सक्षम
होंगे द वाइस चांसलर इज सेइंग दैट दोस हु आर पार्टिसिपेटिंग इन दिस वैल्यू एजुकेशन प्रोग्राम आर यंग टीचर्स एंड बाबा इज सेइंग इट्स वेरी गुड एंड यू केम कम टुगेदर क्रिएट सम न्यू प्लान्स एंड मूव फॉरवर्ड एंड इफ यू नीड एनी हेल्प You should have a meeting and come together and give some. And what facilities you need, you can think of that and then move forward. Okay, very good. You may sit. Double foreigners are also here. About double foreigners, Muni Ben is reminding Baba of the double foreigners. They are here from nearly 40 countries. About 250 double foreigners and So, all double foreigners, please stand up. All double foreigners, over 250, I hear. Very good, very good. Baba is looking at them and waving to them. Bhaktada says, double foreigner means those who make double efforts and move forward, they doubly forward. Just as your title is double foreigner, that's your sign, is it not? Similarly,
double Videshi, number one lady baby.
Double foreigners should move doubly forward in order to claim number one. it is good. In every group, Bab Dada is so happy to see the double foreigners in every group. Because those of Bharat are so happy to see all of you, Bab Dada is world benefactor. This title of his is there, and therefore everyone is happy to see the double foreigners, because in this way the father's title is really understood, that he is world benefactor. Okay, what new plans are you making? Bab Dada was happy that to hear that those of Africa are doing very fast efforts to open new centers, new avenues of service. Therefore, all of you too, you should serve in places near your places. Those brothers and sisters who are still left out, you should have the enthusiasm to serve them in your neighboring places, neighboring countries, so that no complaints come that they did not get the message. The expansion is taking place and will continue to do so. But then you have to finish off their complaint. No complaint should remain that they did not get the message. This speciality, Bab Dada always tells of the double foreigners, that the easiest method to please the innocent Lord is to have an honest heart, and that is your speciality. You have an honest heart, and therefore you are very clever in pleasing the Father. Why is Baba pleased with an honest heart? Because the Father is called the Truth. They say God is Truth, is it not? Therefore, Bab Dada, is Bab Dada loves, likes those with a clean heart, a pure, honest heart very much. Aren't you like that? You have a clean heart, you have a true heart. Truth. Truth is the greatness of Brahmin life. This is why Bab Dada always remembers the double foreigners. You have become instrumental in giving Baba's message in different countries.
Yeah.
see from so many countries you all come. So all these countries have been benefited, haven't they? Here, those who have come are only a few, but there are so many double foreigners in all four directions. The instrument souls to Baba is congratulating them. Baba is blessing them that may you fly and continue to make others fly. Through your flying stage, all the souls will definitely be benefited. All of you are being refreshed, aren't you? Did you get refreshed? Did you meet Baba? Yes, you got refreshed. You will always be together, not that you have the blessing of immortality, haven't you? You are with Baba and you will always be with Baba. And those who bring about a transformation in them, they will be immortal, they will continue to move forward. Bhaktada is happy. And all of you too are happy. And you have to keep on giving happiness to others. Okay, you may sit. Those of Gyan Sarovar also stand up. How many have come from Gyan Sarovar? So Gyan Sarovar Nivasis. Gyan Sarovar has started something special. Since from the time Gyan Sarovar has started, the IPs and VIPs are served very well, very systematically there. Each professional group is served very well. One after the other, the professional groups come to Gyan Sarovar. And it has been seen that in Gyan Sarovar, all those souls who come there, they are served in a double way, very well, service physically as well as spiritually. Both types of service is done very well there. This is why those of Gyan Sarovar, to them, Bhaktada give special congratulations that the result of service is very good because everyone goes back fully satisfied. And then when they go, they come back with more companions because they get so satisfied in Gyan Sarovar. Gyan Sarovar has become instrumental in spreading the sound in all four directions. Therefore, congratulations to you and you continue to take more and more congratulations. So now, in 1 second, can you concentrate your mind? Now, all of you, in 1 second, become a dot. Stabilize yourself in a dot, in a point. Okay. So practice this in every action too. Okay. Now Baba is giving yaad pyar. Lovely souls in all four directions. To all the elevated souls. who become merciful and liberate souls from peacelessness and sorrow. To all the Mahavir souls, the brave souls who through the controlling power are able to control their mind, intellect and sanskars. To all the Bhav Saman souls who are able to experience Jivan Mukti even at Sangam Yug. To such fortunate souls, Bap Dadas multi-million times Yad, Pyar and Namaste.